The word we no longer expect to hear. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's official. The war in Afghanistan will soon be over.
We will bring America's longest war to a responsible end.
But this moment will probably seem more dramatic in hindsight than it does right now, because we're not hearing the word victory.
This is how wars end in the 21st century. Not through signing ceremonies, but through decisive blows against our adversaries, transitions to elected governments.
But they don't end in victory. They end responsibly, with a withdrawal date. And that distresses some people.
Three GOP senators, McCain, Graham, and Ayotte, said an arbitrary date for withdrawal is a monumental mistake and a triumph of politics over strategy.
But I don't hear many voters clamoring for us to stay, and I don't hear many soldiers clamoring for us to stay. I think most Americans believe that we have more than done our part.
The war began nearly 13 years ago and has cost taxpayers more than $600 billion. The result? Al-Qaeda is virtually gone, but Taliban fighters remain a threat.
But maybe the victory is being able to leave without declaring one. We have tapes of President Lyndon Johnson's phone calls now, and so we know that in 1966, 7 years before we finally left Vietnam, he knew it was time to leave, but he couldn't bring himself to give the order.
I can't get out. I just can't be the architect of surrender.
And 50,000 more soldiers would die before we finally declared peace with honor. And compared with that, a responsible end sounds pretty good. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.